Ambassador, affectionately known as the Ambi, has changed little during its half-century-plus production run, still retaining its boxy shape. There is ample interior space so passengers can stretch their legs, and enough headroom for tall turban drivers such as cabbie Gurnam Singh.
My guests also like this car, so I buy this one. And look beautiful and long-life car.
Drivers also trust their lives to the Ambassador, which has a solid steel body and high ground clearance. Its unique leaf spring rear suspension allows it to bounce gracefully over the bumps and potholes on Indian roads. That makes it an appealing car to drive for 15-year veteran taxi driver Baljinder Singh Bhaga.
Ambassador, the maintenance is cheaper, so it's a very comfortable car, so very safe.
While the standard-issue Ambassador doesn't make much of a statement on the roads, some aficionados customize it. This Ambassador was revamped by designer Manish Arora as a tribute to Indian pop culture. Hindustan Motors Chief General Sales Manager Ratan Singh calls the Ambassador an icon of India, comparable to the Taj Mahal.
If somebody comes over here in India, he can't go without seeing Taj Mahal at Agra. But one, when the foreign tourist comes over here, he can't go away without sitting and without driving the Ambassador car.
Fashion designer Aleka Carano is one of those foreigners who fell in love with the Ambassador after moving to India. But she says most Indians think she's crazy for owning one.
They really don't understand it because, of course, to them, it's such an old crap piece. You know, it should be thrown in the dumps and only new cars should be allowed on the road.
Some critics share these sentiments. They say the Ambassador on the used car market is worth little more than scrap metal. Golf writer Miraj Shah is another rare private owner of a late model Ambassador. He cautions prospective buyers to look elsewhere if they're seeking the reliability of Japanese or Korean engineering.
A lot of oil leaks, a lot of bad engineering, a lot of loosely constructed engines, so I'm kind of used to getting my hands dirty.
Chair Singh has been working on Ambassadors for more than a decade. He says using just his hands and feet, he can fix practically anything on the car.
The older models used to have a lot of problems, but the automaker listened to the complaints, and now the problems have been rectified, so it's a relatively trouble-free car nowadays.
Despite occasional reports Hindustan Motors is planning to discontinue the car, affectionately known as the Ambi, Hindustan Motors insists there are still enough orders from government buyers and taxi fleets to continue making it worthwhile. It says it plans to continue manufacturing Ambassadors for at least another 50 years. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.